Life is about core memories, creating moments with your friends, with your kids that you guys will never forget. And we have one right in our backyard here, Atlanta United. I can't stress this enough to you guys. If you haven't gone, it is the most spectacular sports event in Atlanta. The crowd is wild. They never sit down. It is electric. It is an amazing event each and every week. And the games are right down the street. It is Atlanta. Go online, get your tickets today. ATLUTD.com.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Drake is responding to two verses on two different diss tracks from two different rappers. Oh, why has everyone got such beef with Drake?
There's a lot of beef in hip-hop right now.
So Future and Metro Boomin's new album, We Don't Trust You, dropped last week. And there are two different tracks on there that people think are directly calling out Drake. So the first one is from Kendrick Lamar, and it's a track called Like That. And it seems like it's taken some shots at both Drake and J. Cole as a part of what people call the big three. So like the big three rappers right now in the game. And he's basically saying, there's no big three. Like, it's just me. And so that's the first shot. And then there's a second track that people think is a little bit messier because people think it's calling out some beef between Future and Drake because apparently Drake maybe slept with Future's girl.
Yeah, it's the weirdest beef ever because they're beefing over a woman of where apparently they both had they both slept with her, and it was some pillow talking that was going on between the two of them while it was happening. But all in all, this woman has a boyfriend and it's neither one of them. So they are beefing over a woman that is in a relationship with someone else. It's odd.
So he calls that out, and We Don't Trust You. He calls him a fake friend. And so now everyone's wondering, how is Drake going to respond to this? So at a recent concert, he came out and he said, you know what? I'm doing just fine.
A lot of people ask me how I'm feeling. I'm going to let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling about your self. Because you know how I'm feeling? I got my head up high, my back straight, I'm 10 toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go, and I know that no matter what, it's not a on this earth that can ever me in my life, and that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight. But in order to, you know, get yourself all gassed up, riled up, and move towards the future. Sometimes you gotta acknowledge the mistakes that you made in the past, right? Right? Right?
So, if I'm a rapper, if I'm Drake in this moment, I'm not that mad because anytime you're getting good publicity, or even if it's bad publicity, people are still talking about your music. And I feel like it just gives you more material to work with for your next record. So I'm like, this is great storyline content for him, no?
That's true. No, that's true. And it's good for hip hop. I love it because hip hop has always been competitive. Like, most people who are hip hop fans love that part of it. Everybody wants to be the best. And it's been going in this direction of where everybody's becoming friendly, where J. Cole and Drake, instead of competing with each other, have teamed up and now they're being friendly about it, where Kendrick Lamar is like, I'm not here for that. I want to be the best, and if we are going to be considered the big three, then I want to be the biggest of the big three. So he's taking shots at both of them, saying, if y'all are really like that, then fire back at me and let's get this going. I think it's great for hip-hop all in all.
Yeah, it'd be so boring if they were just holding the hands and saying kumbaya. Like, I want to see some rap battles between them.
Exactly.
As long as they keep it on stage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which this is not one of those beefs where they're going to try to hurt each other. They all have too much money and fame for that. It's just going to all be about music, and that's going to be good for the sport.
So March 25th is the day that we'll live in infamy for Gen Z girlies all across the globe, because March 25th is the day that Zayn Malik decided to leave One Direction. And as it's the ninth anniversary of him leaving, I've decided to put together a eulogy to commemorate his time in One Direction so that we may remember it for the sweet time that it was, albeit too short. In loving memory of Zayn Malik's time in One Direction, Born in the hearts of teenage fans worldwide, Zayn's time with the band was a roller coaster of high notes, catchy tunes, and enough hair gel to keep an entire continent slick for a decade. Zayn joined the band as a mysterious, brooding heartthrob with cheekbones so sharp they could cut through the tween angst like a knife through butter. With his smoldering gaze and a voice smoother than freshly churned butter, Zayn was the secret ingredient in One Direction's recipe for success. Zayn's falsetto could make angels weep and teenage girls faint, often simultaneously. But alas, like a shooting star streaking across the night sky, Zayn's time with One Direction was destined to be brief. In 2015, Zayn bidded adieu to the boy band life, leaving fans devastated and hair straightener companies worldwide in mourning. Whatever the reason, the departure marked an end of an era. While Zayn may have left One Direction, his impact on pop culture will forever echo through the halls of fandom. Rest in peace, dear Zayn's stint in One Direction. You may be gone, but your legacy lives on in every teenage playlist and every wistful sigh. In lieu of flowers, please send donations to the Society of the Preservation of Boy Band Memories. And remember, as One Direction once sang, you've got that one thing. And for Zayn, that one thing will forever be a place in our hearts.
I felt the heaviness of the morning. I didn't know what it was about until just now.
Yes. Zayn Malik.
Issues in your tissues and never forget.
Yeah.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, it's Kristen. Thank you so much for listening to the Burt Show on your favorite podcasting platform. If you loved what you heard, would you mind leaving us a review and maybe rate us with, 5 stars? Wink, wink.
You're on the Burt Show.